I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Rajasthan state passed its latest anti-conversion law September 9. Already, at least 9 incidents of attack or harassment against Christians were documented in the state. John Podivy with Bibles for the World.
While this law has actually not been signed by the governor and actually made law, it has certainly emboldened the fanatic Hindu groups there.
Pray that attackers will see the light of Christ, even as believers respond to mistreatment. Pray also for the roadblock that came up last month against anti-conversion laws. In response to a years-long petition, India's Supreme Court said it would consider granting a stay on the enforcement of anti-conversion laws. This is an important step, so ask God to bring justice and truth through India's Supreme Court's decision. And Single Moms Raising Sons is now meeting with and encouraging grandmothers in South Africa who are raising their grandchildren and dealing with things that they didn't deal with as parents. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says,
"We're just excited about what's happening in South Africa with this ministry, to see the excitement that these ladies have when they come together, being able to share their stories with each other, and ultimately receive healing that they need that really comes from God's love and what he can do for their lives."
Often seeing new needs for group meetings, please pray for the workers and volunteers as they lead these single moms, grannies, and other groups. Pray, too, that the kids would be touched by this ministry. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.